This is like a pixelated like 80s kind of video gaming background. Do you
and
know
it
what...
changes with the time. So when it's night, it does nighttime.
It's kind of like a Mario World-y kind of thing, right?
Yeah. The other one I have for my other email is there's a little like guy, little fox at the bottom, and he's like doing stuff at a little house. And then slowly changes.
But he's like doing like house related stuff, like doing the dishes, or what's he doing in the house?
He's just like holding stuff. He's got a lot of little fox runs. I thought it was cute.
Sounds cute. Wait, why do you have another email?
This is my NYU email.
Okay.
But I don't really use it anymore.
Oh, okay. You're not holding out on us. This is going to be the good email.
This is the main email. I can pop open that email.
Oh, look at that.
You know, there it is. And then that email I don't use, and that's a fake email that was made for a web series.
That's an email of a man.
Yeah, I think that's Morgan Phillips.
Okay. Does he know?
Yeah. Because he was in Rika's web series.
Yes.
So, okay. He knows.
Welcome to Inbox, the show where we gain access to our guests' digital correspondents and mine their personal lives for Comedy Gold. I am Matt Straub.
And I'm Nicole Dressbell, and our guest this week is actor and performer Rachel Pegram.
Hello.
Hello.
Wow.
I choose the gender-neutral actor, because I think actress is diminutive.
Yeah.
But I don't know what your preference is.
No, I think it's too much. It'd be like someone being like, you're a comedian.
Yes.
Okay.
Calm down.
That's enough.
How are you feeling about handing over your inbox to us, Rachel?
I was thinking about it. I was like, I think it'll be fine. But then I started like looking at some of my emails. I was like, oh, there's some dumb stuff in here.
Good. Well, don't hide it. We'll prop open the dumb stuff in a few minutes, hopefully.
Great. Good.
Speaking of insane.
There you go.
It's time for email roulette.
Email roulette.
Rachel, who do you not want to email?
I don't want to email my roommate from college who is so strange and had some like very racist tendencies. Maybe she would deny them now. I would say you said a crazy thing on the phone to your mom once, and I was like, okay.
Was this like a college roommate that you guys were like paired together, or was this like you were friends at first and then you decided to live together and then this kind of turned into a falling out?
We were randomly paired together. And then we decided to go back in and like continue living together and with some other people that were our friends at the time.
What was the conversation between years one and two that like did something change year two, or was it like path of least resistance, fine, I'll just live with this woman again?
She was just like passive aggressive, increasingly passive aggressive, to a point where like I was talking to everybody being like, she's being really passive aggressive. This is annoying. And I really hate doing this. And they were like, oh, yeah, we all thought that you wanted to live with her. And I was like, I thought you guys wanted to live with her. And I was like, oh, my God, why are we all living with her when none of us wanted to live with her? This doesn't make any sense. But you know what? She probably has like friends now that do like her and like are kind and sweet and, you know.
Was there ever a confrontation or discussion about what she said on the phone? Or did that not really ever happen, and it just kind of, is that just still out there?
No, it's just still out there. She was like, it was like her mom said something about like, I bet your roommates voted for Obama. And I was like, well, okay. And then like, she's like Greek, but like not Greek enough.
Yep. And also, Greek is no excuse for casual maternal racism.
No, it was really strange. It was very interesting what that friendship was when, like, I didn't also think that she liked me very much and then would really try and be around. And I was like, I don't get what this is because it doesn't seem like you like me. But also, like, you want to always hang and I don't understand what this is supposed to be.
I feel like that last sentence was kind of what this email should be.
Great.
Do you agree or not, Nicole?
I know, I think
you were
excellent.
Still asking questions.
I was still asking questions. So let's open that compose box.
Whoa. Okay.
Rachel just like got really quiet once we opened up a compose.
Oh, because it became real.
Yeah, it got real.
All right, so.
Well, my initial instinct was like, what was that? You know what I mean? Like,
great,
as
so
a theme.
What was that?
Okay, yeah. What was that?
What was that? Question mark.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Great.
And then we'll just expand on that idea, right?
The first line is, how come we live together?
How come we lived together?
What was that?
Okay, what was that?
How'd that happen?
Okay.
Nobody knows. Do you?
Oh, God.
Do I?
Do the others?
Do the others?
Mm-hmm.
Did they?
Oh, Jesus.
Did we? Could we have, even if we wanted to? Gosh, does this even make sense?
I guess I'm looking for answers, question mark.
Great.
Oh, I guess I'm looking for answers?
Have you been thinking about this as much as I have? Does it surprise you? Do you wake up thinking about it and wondering why?
And then after why, let's do some other typical questions like who, when, where, how.
Who? Yep. When? Where? Most of all, how? Did you vote for Obama?
Oh, no.
Oh, she did. I think. You know what? I don't know.
I think you did, question mark.
This is maybe the most important. I think you did. Let me know. Love, Rachel?
Question mark after one of those, too.
Yes. After Rachel. We'll come back to that later. Rachel, I just took a look at your email. Yeah, look, you got 13,000 in your inbox. But what I really want to know about is what's in the drafts?
Yes.
Because we're looking at 457 drafts.
Oh, Lord. I didn't even realize.
Yeah.
What's in the drafts?
Go to drafts.
Oh, okay.
It's a lofty number.
All right. I mean, well.
Go to oldest.
Oh, okay.
So this is your oldest draft.
Yikes.
That we're going to look at.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so in 2010, in November 2010, which was 7.5 years ago, what did you not apply for? Because we're looking at an email that says my application.
I don't know. What was it? Columbia.
Were you going to undergrad?
Yeah. Why was I sending an email to them? Like, there's no reason for that.
Were you following up on your?
Were
you checking in on your application?
Yeah, maybe that was it. Maybe just to see, like, hey, how's it going?
Now, I would love to just send this email. Just finish it and send it.
Rachel, will you please just send it?
But as is, there's nothing in the body of it. It's just my application. It's empty.
Please.
Oh, there it goes.
It's there. It's gone.
Yes.
Did you apply to Columbia?
I did. I didn't get in.
So they're going to, like, double check and, like, reply back and be like, okay, yeah, no, you didn't get in. It was a while ago. I wonder if you get a reply on that. Can't wait.
Oh, my gosh.
Excellent. Okay, and then we got a bunch of headshots and resumes from 2011.
Yeah, what's that about?
Can you pull up your resume?
Oh, age 17. That can't be right.
Really? It doesn't add up?
In 2011? Yeah, but I would have turned 19 because I was always old for my grade.
Okay, and so you
seems
lied on your
stumbled into a controversy here.
I guess I lied.
I mean, I guess what happened is, like, it's hard. It's annoying to update a PDF.
Yeah. And I have my full address on here, which is a big no-no.
It's a lot of Geyer High School Theater.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of places where you played the titular character. Agnes in Agnes of God.
Yes.
Bernadette in The Song of Bernadette.
Mm-hmm.
And then also in Little Women, the musical, Mrs. Kirk, who is a character I've never heard of. As a person very familiar with Little Women, there is no Mrs.
They
Kirk.
They wrote in
that.
A role for you?
She doesn't exist in the books.
Really?
I do not think so. She was like, just like, a maid in the place, you know, like cleaning up. And I was like, cool, great. I'm happy to be here. When I was in White Christmas, though, I did have a song and my outfit made no sense.
What was your song and what was your outfit?
What was the song?
New segment.
It was just like very belty and like excited. But like White Christmas is not belty
music.
I
was just going to say it is decidedly Irving Berlin's least belty music.
Not at all.
So you had the one belty number?
It was like very belty. And she was like, she ran the hotel where everybody came in. And like, I was like in a normal outfit, and then I like it was like a quick change into this red jumpsuit that had like big flowy like sequin bottoms. It was like very 70s, but this is like the 50s or
it sounds like. Okay, a person ran a hotel, Mrs. Kirk, but
different
you're playing
musical.
Up in age.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Why are you lying about your age to make it lower?
But that's high school though.
Yeah.
You like play all kinds
that's
of like
true.
Two
okay.
old characters.
Yes. Yes. I'm so sorry. I just had a genuine gasp because you played Winifred in Once Upon a Mattress, which
yeah.
is huge.
That was the
that's
best one.
That's a great part.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But that was like the short musical. She was like, she knew she wasn't going to cast me in like anything like in the main role for the main musical. Like, so typically we would do like a full like 2-3 week run of a show. And like, but this one, it was over the summer. So we only did it like three performances. But it was like my favorite show that we got to do.
Okay, let's go back to drafts.
Okay.
Unofficial. It was all applications that you didn't send. Are you sure you applied for schools?
I did. I did well.
All right.
I did all right.
Unofficial transcript. I've attached my unofficial transcript.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's to my mother.
Oh, wait. Why did you write such a formal letter to your mother?
I don't know. Maybe she needed it for something.
Sent. Subject line, unofficial transcript. Message, I've attached my unofficial transcript. Attachment, unofficial transcript.
You gotta send this one too, I think. Yeah.
Send
we?
It?
Yeah.
How Wait, would she feel if she how got else
this? I don't know. What is this email that I've
We
have
can take
here?
That person off.
Well, that they're both my mom.
Oh, well, we better make sure it gets to her.
Send, can you please?
I'll send it.
Thank you.
And then explain to her what is happening.
Rachel, what is your, how do you mostly communicate with your parents?
Text.
Same. Mm-hmm. Any good texts from your parental units?
Parental units.
I mean, my mom sent me a very sweet text of, because I told her I was sad on Sunday, and she sent me a sweet little, like, I'm so thankful for you.
Oh,
and, like, you
what
are
a good mom.
Glad you're my daughter. Also told me about my cousin who's getting married over the summer, who's, like, 10. I mean, he's not, but he feels so young.
17.
Oh, and then also about a loan that, like, NYU just, like, didn't tell me that moved to a different company. Like, I've been trying to pay it all February, and I was just like, I can't pay this loan. It won't let me log in. And, like, I kept calling, and they'd be like, there's no account on file. And I was like, have I, like, mysteriously gotten out of the system? Did my debt get erased?
Right.
I was
or
like, yes.
A beautiful benefactor somewhere.
Yeah, like, somebody did it.
Your debt's been settled.
No, but it was just that they switched companies and they didn't tell me.
You guys are so kind, but so formal.
Can you give us an
For
example?
Example, so this is a text message from your mother, who's uh-huh. clearly so sweet, and who's, can I say, mommy in your phone.
Yes.
Hi, please see the mail from NYU. It's about your student loan. Let me know if you want me to open. Here. And then it's
That's
two pictures.
In a text?
That's in a text.
That's, right? That is an email. That is an email.
That is an email. And then it's like the kindest, loveliest things, but so, so
wow.
formal. Anytime you two have to send each other an attachment of some kind.
It's 1:41 Mountain Time in Roswell, New Mexico. And you're listening to Night Call. From New York City, I'm Emily Yoshida.
And from Los Angeles, I'm Tess Lynch.
And Molly Lambert.
And this is Night Call, a weekly podcast to keep you company during those strange days and lonely nights. Some of you may know us from our previous podcast that we did at Grantland, RIP.
Listen to Night Call every Monday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your favorite shows.
So, Rachel... Before the podcast began, we were talking a little bit about how you found yourself on the go a lot, mm-hmm. not consuming food as
yeah.
regularly.
Yes.
I want to see if we got any seamless orders.
Oh, no. Yeah, there's probably too many.
Dining in.
I don't know that I order that much seamless. I probably order more Grubhub, but it's all the same. It's like the same company.
Yeah, wait, what is that brand loyalty?
I don't like the way the seamless website looks.
Well, there we go. So it honestly looks like you're averaging about once. Oh, no. January was a big month for Seamless.
Oh, Jesus. No. That's ads. Marketing. That's all like marketing.
Well, let's just go to your order from.
This.
Yes.
This is from a Thai place.
Middle of the afternoon. Lovely.
You know,
do you have a regular order from this place?
No, I like to switch it out.
What? They call it shrimp popcorn, but I think they mean popcorn shrimp, right?
Yeah. No.
What?
No, yeah.
Why did you do that?
I don't know. I just felt like it.
All right, go back.
Okay.
Okay, never mind. It so
was
polite,
like,
though.
It was just
this is so polite. I want to say you are showing more affection in putting in your Grubhub request than you are to your mother in email.
My mother already knows that I love her. These people don't.
One taco. Special request. Ground beef. Could I also get a side of sour cream? Thank you.
So respectful.
I see those ads sometime where they're like real people from New York, like putting in requests, and they seem so mean. And I was like, I gotta be nicer when
Wait,
I ask for
you mean
things.
The one where they're like, please draw a whale on the bag?
No, the ones that are like, I want mayonnaise. Make sure it's organic. I can tell.
Ew, I haven't seen that ad.
But I don't know if they're like real or not, but it did make me think, oh, these people don't deserve this.
There is a lot of sage, Brooklyn.
Listen, I know what I like.
These are all very reasonable, and yet you are so mortified.
Yeah.
I hate that I ever order food, ever.
Wait, so you got just a ton of unread. This is so funny. You got a ton of unread Seamless and Grubhub advertisements. Obviously, just like all unread.
The obviously promotional ones have not been touched.
And yet, in the midst of that, on January 12th, are two identical emails that you have opened. Now remember, listeners, Rachel's been saying she's in a rush. She's not eating a lot. The two emails that she has read are both titled, "You should probably open this if you eat food, maybe." And that got you?
I guess. I don't know why. Yeah. I don't know. It's so dumb.
What do you think made you open these?
You know what? It maybe was because, I mean, wait. This address is my ex-boyfriend's address, so I'm wondering if I like saw like if that was maybe in the email and I saw it and I was like, what's this about? Like,
right,
and like looked at it. I feel so embarrassed. I feel too seen.
Really? It's so funny. I guess there's something about food, because these are all very reasonable food orders.
No, I feel, oh god,
yeah.
They're
like
so
an entree, an appetizer
and a drink.
It's too much food.
It's not.
No, I should be ordering less. I should be ordering not at all.
But you can't order less. Like, they don't let you order appropriate sized portions.
It's true.
Let's head over to your search bar.
Okay.
And type in BCC colon me. This is a segment we've titled Blinding Carbon Copy.
Blinding Carbon Copy.
So these are any BCCs which you have received, which I guess as a UCB person, you're going to get a lot of BCCs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's check this out. I want to see the oldest BCC you have. Oh, not possible. It says no, thank you. Okay, so what is this very first BCC that you have?
Note taker needed, the arts and science of parenting. Oh, it's probably like, both of these actually are probably just like, there's like typically like a student who maybe is in a class who's like got a disability. And so you would like take notes for them. And then you would like hand them in.
Oh, interesting. Would that be like a class you were also in, or a different class? Oh,
a class you were already in. So like you could just like be in class taking notes for yourself, and then you just got to like give them to somebody.
Yes. It's a nice thing to do. It's a cool thing to do.
Yes.
The way that they sell it to you, I do not love.
Oh, yeah. At the end of the semester, you'll be rewarded with a $75 gift card to the NYU bookstore for all your help.
There's something about the rewarded and the for all your help feels like condescending.
Yeah. It's also just like somebody could do this like for free. You could have just done.
Like, be a good person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never did it because I was just like bad at taking notes for myself, and I just didn't feel good about giving them to somebody else.
Right. I once had a wild girl borrow my notes for a class because she didn't have notes, and she got an A on the final, and I got a C on the same fucking notes. What, Rachel, what'd you major in?
Drama theater.
And they make you take a producing class?
No, I took that because I wanted to.
Oh, and what about the art and science of parenting?
It was just like a science credit.
The arts and science of parenting sounds like the most, like, no offense, as a person who also went to, like, I majored in English and history, but it sounds like science for readers.
No,
like
science
for people who like meant to go to Hogwarts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is like non-science science.
Right.
I took a lot of non-science sciences because like the real ones were very difficult. And I was like, I don't know what I would look like being in this class. I was also just like, what was available given my really weird schedule with like theater. It was like I would be in studio like 3 days a week all day. So then there'd be 2 days when you had to take your like non theater classes,
right?
And so it was just like, oh, what's on these days? Like I wanted to take a language and I couldn't because they didn't offer language classes on the days that I was free.
That's wild.
What? And it was only till my senior year that they offered Italian. Go. And I was like, I don't want to like start a new language. I wanted to just keep going on Spanish, hopefully figure that one out, you know.
Yeah.
I'm a parent. Did you glean anything from the art or science of parenting that could be helpful?
Any science class that starts with the arts as the first thing listed is not enough of a science class.
No, it was plenty science. There was like stuff about societal you know, environment stuff. It was also like stuff about like disciplining your kids and like what benefits of it are there. And like also like how you nurture or like how there's like certain things that you can't really avoid, like some things that you can't avoid when parenting it, that like even if you're like with your certain like status or whatever there or like the way that the kid is, it's like it's kind of like, oh, you know, stuff's just going to happen. There were like some very distinct specific schools of thought like that, like opposed each other. That's what I remember. I can't remember what they were, but I remember that it was like you could do like this kind of parenting and then there's like this kind of parenting and like, you know, things will happen.
Are they talking about you like you're studying parenting in the world? Or are they talking about you like you're going to be parents someday?
Like you're studying parenting in the world.
Okay, okay, okay.
Yeah.
It's not like a preparation like, class.
To get you ready.
No.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I wanted it to be the other one for fun.
Yeah.
But this one makes more sense for life.
Sorry.
What do you get nerdy about?
Yeah, like a show or a thing or a...
I mean, I used to be very into Doctor Who.
Nicole's eyes just lit up.
Interesting. Which era?
I like Christopher Eccleston and David Tennant and Matt Smith.
Huge.
And then I kind of fell off for what's his face? Peter Capaldi.
Is this something you might have written to people about?
Maybe.
Can we do a search for the word TARDIS?
Sure. Sure, sure, sure.
That's the Doctor's time travel ship. Matt,
thank
I
you.
Guess. So it says no results found, and yet there's a result right under it, which is very confusing. Mm-hmm. And the result, which is still in your inbox, even though it's from August 22nd, 2012, is out of office auto reply, Doctor Who screening tickets. You entered to win tickets to a screening?
Uh-huh.
Did you?
I didn't win.
I'm so sorry.
I know.
You're so sad.
I wanted to go. I think, like, you could have maybe met Matt Smith because it was, like, a big, like, Doctor Who, like, yeah, everyone was, like, getting more into it. I don't know why he was, like, the international doctor, but, like, I feel like that's when they were really, like, we're bringing him over.
Because they did the premiere of, like, his second season took place in America.
Yeah.
Do you use your email for, like, crazy nerdy fan stuff or no?
I don't think so. I don't know what I would like be emailing about.
Do you ever do fan groups for things?
Like
where does your fandom take place?
It would have been on Tumblr.
You still on Tumblr?
I mean, I think it still exists.
Head to Tumblr.
Okay.
Let's tumble.
I guess I have to log in.
Yeah, I guess you do. Where can we look at the things that you've liked?
I don't know.
There we go. There. Okay, so let's look at your likes.
Yeah, okay, sick.
Are you there? You're squirming.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. It's a picture of a pug from the Chris Gethard show.
Mm-hmm.
Some Robin Williams quotes. It's a lot of comedy stuff. A lot of comedy stuff.
What is this from?
It looks like screen captures from a movie.
It does.
About a man trying to date a younger woman.
Yes. But what is this movie?
It, but why do you like it?
I don't know. I don't know what that movie is.
Yeah, who is that
I'm
guy?
Pretty sure this is, oh God,
that's
what
is the guy from
name?
Like Ted Mosby.
Yes.
From How I Met Your Mother. But yes. I don't know what that.
I think I watched this movie. I think it's called Liberal Arts. And I think he's a professor who wants to date a younger student.
Why did I like it?
I don't know. That's a really weird thing to like. I guess you were in college when like Tumblr was a big thing with all the college kids, right?
Yeah. I probably reblogged more things than I favorited things.
Oh, really?
Do you know what I mean? Like, I think, like, most of my...
If you like something enough, you're faving it.
I think if I liked it enough, I was reblogging.
Oh, yeah. No. Sorry. That's what I meant. Why did you fave this upsetting Humans of New York picture?
You know, I was just emotional. You know, just a nice, just a real sweet, emotional gal.
Okay. Let's check out your... Tumblr. Okay, and right away it's recommending Doctor Who websites to you.
Yes.
Doctor Who 24/7 and hell yes, Doctor Who quotes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But would you have ever reblogged anything from Doctor Who or no? Like, did you keep
Maybe.
Your fandom separate?
I like...
Rachel, this is too much comedy stuff.
Look, I can't help that I was into what I was into, all right?
And that now you're succeeding at it.
I think when I was leaving my Tumblr when I was getting more into comedy. Oh, good. That's good.
Okay, so it's a lot of reblogs and then one. Rachel, I wish you could see how you're contorting your body.
Shielding yourself.
It's a lot of reblogs and then one text post that you yourself wrote. And can you lean into the mic and read it to us? Subject?
Okay, the subject line is, Sometimes I swear I'm just real fucking dumb and make real dumb decisions.
And not a note.
No. Not even a courtesy like on that.
Do you have any memory of what would have caused you to write that?
You know, just life.
February 6th, 2014.
Wow.
What's going on?
I mean, that's just right. That's, you know, junior year.
Of course.
College. Mm-hmm. You know, just...
We're talking
doing
second semester, right? Mm-hmm. A little recently back from winter break.
Yeah. Who
Maybe
knows?
It's because you decided the not to be an official note taker and you were out a $75 bookstore gift.
I probably needed it.
And honestly, the class wasn't the arts of and science of parenting wasn't everything you hoped it would be, maybe?
Perhaps.
What's the one like emotion you're having right now? What's the one word summary of like how you feel looking at this post?
Just uncomfortable. Just very uncomfortable.
But what's funny though is it's not like we went into your email and revealed this thing.
Yeah.
This was on the internet anybody to scroll back 15 posts
I post,
and see it.
It's out, you know?
Hey friends, we'd love it if you could find this post and throw some likes right to play.
Oh no. Please don't. How'd you find it? Like, I don't think it's not my name.
Let's Google Rachel Pegram.
Oh, sure.
Tumblr. Oh, it's not coming up.
Yeah, so.
You're going to have to work for this, you guys.
You have to really search. It's not there. What is this? Strange. Okay.
Oh, click on that. What is that? What website has posted the 2014 UCB New York Herald team callback list?
That is so weird.
It's the comedylocal.tumblr.com.
Whoa.
Woof. So weird. But also, look
really
at this
cool.
list. Look
it's
at this
very
list.
Good.
There are some people who have gone on to some stuff on this list.
Yes. This list, I mean.
I'd hang out with this list. If this was a party invite list.
Wow.
I'd stop by.
I mean, at least 3/4.
You'd hang out with?
Yeah.
Sorry, that other quarter. Hey, Rachel, it's time for chickens to come home to whatever.
Oh, okay.
It's time for the second half of email roulette.
Okay.
Let's go back to that email you wrote.
All right.
And can you just read it starting with the subject line?
Okay. What was that? How come we live together? What was that? How'd that happen? Nobody knows. Do you? Do I? Do the others? Do they? Did we? Could we have? Even if we wanted to? Gosh, does this even make sense? I guess I'm looking for answers. Have you been thinking about this as much as I have? Does it surprise you? Do you wake up thinking about it and wondering why? Who? When? Where? Most of all, how? Did you vote for Obama? I think you did. Let me know. Love, Rachel?
We need more questions.
We need more?
We need more? Way more questions. Yeah?
Yikes.
Okay, great. So go back to that first paragraph.
Okay.
Gosh, does this even make sense? Could it? Could it have wanted to?
Could it if we changed our mindset and just thought about it a little differently?
Didn't we almost have it all? Do you feel lucky, punk?
Okay, are you ready to rock?
Great.
Can you feel the love tonight?
Of course. See, you were so ready for this.
No, I know, but they just were really just launching off into complete.
Yeah, it's email roulette.
Okay, I know.
I mean, there's an obvious one. Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs mm-hmm. out, of course. Mm-hmm.
Rachel, you're very calm, knowing that you might probably be sending this.
You know, the email I even have for her, she probably doesn't even check.
Great. Okay, cool. Come on, Matt. There's got to be something that can make Rachel squirm again.
She just looked at me like, please just, I'm good. Like
That's all I wanted.
So, Rachel, do you know how this works? We're going to ask you a trivia question.
Oh, okay.
If you get it wrong three times.
Three, what?
Yeah.
I get three chances?
You get three chances.
Oh, Lord.
Is there a better way to say that? You get three chances.
Okay.
And if you do not succeed in those three chances of guessing the right answer, you will have to send this email.
Okay.
If you get it right, then all this goes away.
Whoa. All right.
And Nicole and I actually don't know the answer, and we're going to try to help you.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
Great.
So,
what's the first item that was listed on eBay? A, broken laser pointer. B, used econ textbook. C, cracked Game Boy. D, a box of baby clothes.
eBay. Pressing something on eBay. It was sold on eBay.
Are you going into your mind palace?
Just like thinking about what could have been a that first thing like sold on eBay.
Damn it.
I'm going to go with baby clothes.
D, baby clothes.
Yeah. No, Right.
By the way, I just want to say, I like how we said we offered our assistance. We have, instead, Rachel really went into a cocoon and was just like, okay.
Did not want it. Did not want it.
Oh, okay.
Just emerged with an answer.
Okay. My guess is used e-contextbook.
You think it's used e-contextbook? What do you think?
Because the other shit's broken.
I gravitate toward the Game Boy, but I think they want me to. I think the trivia writers want me to gravitate toward that. So, yeah, I think one of those other two is a good call.
Okay. You're thinking textbook?
Over broken laser pointer?
Yeah, you're right. Okay. Textbook. Wow. Okay,
so we have two broken items now.
Yeah. So which one?
We should have gamed it. We should have thought more about, like, I assumed the broken items were just filler and there no one is there to send us off the trail of the other.
Dang it. So the laser pointer is not even going to work. So why are they selling it?
I agree. But also it's not going to work. So why keep it?
Huh.
Yeah, that's true.
And then the Game Boy, it's cracked.
It's cracked.
She's back in the Mind Palace.
Right. Okay, go back
in. Why
are you
squeezing your hands?
Go back in and try the thing where you talk to yourself again.
Just trying to get
it.
Just trying to see where it's at. Okay, just trying to see where it could sit, where it is at. And you know what? It's eBay, okay? Mm-hmm. So it's just ding, 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 ding. They opened it. And now.
This is good. Visualize.
And now it's someone's online. They're saying, okay, I'm going to sell this thing.
You can
thing.
See this person.
Okay. And it's just a little. Yeah. This is
they're typing.
Sell.
They're posting.
And they're like, do, 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 do.
Okay. They're
and
it
so
on.
It's they put it up. And.
What is it? Look at the screen. You can see the screen right now. What is on it? You're there.
It's a laser pointer.
I know. That's what
the
I
laser
saying,
pointer.
Too.
It's the laser pointer? Yes.
Wow.
Ah!
That was amazing.
It was the laser pointer.
Yeah, yeah.
Matt, were you playing along? Were you visualizing?
I was
the
trying
laser
to
pointer.
Guide Rachel. I didn't. I couldn't see it, but I knew she could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was impressive.
Well, at least I know that now.
Huge. Mm-hmm. And this email's not getting sent. Rachel, is there anything you want to plug?
Wow. You know, got a show this Saturday, the 24th. It's a monthly show. It's my sketch show.
Where is it?
Gotta give us more.
That's enough. You'll figure it out. It's at Under St. Mark's called Lo-Fi NYC. Just, you know, a couple of fun little sketches, you know, some good music, you know.
Does it have a start time?
Starts, you know, around 10:30.
Great. Matt?
If you want to reach us, you can find us at inboxthepodcast@gmail.com.
Bye. Thank you.